told him exactly what you asked me to. I told him that there was evidence that the Corps was subverting the Transportation Department bill and you wanted to stop and stop immediately. He said he couldn't believe that it had been. He himself had spoken in favor of it. And I said, well, whether he believed it or not, it was true that I myself had gotten evidence of that last night, and that I thought it was absolutely essential that he issue orders today to all of his staff to immediately get behind it and positively support it. He said he would. Secondly, I said we wanted a written statement from him immediately as to what had to be done to satisfy these barge operators. We talked about what had to be done. We agreed on what his statement would say, and he's going to dictate it, and he'll take it with him to a 2 o'clock meeting at the White House that's already been set by Joe Califano to discuss this subject. A number of other details I don't have to go into with you. McClellan sent word to Cassidy. He wanted Cassidy to stop talking in favor of the bill. So tempers are rather high, that's clear. It's very clear the standards have to be changed, Mr. President. It's probably also clear that Section 7 should be dropped and that it can be dropped without any penalty, because most of what it asks for can be done by executive order anyhow. But that's another question. The one thing that is absolutely clear is that the standards have to be changed if you're going to reduce this barge pressure on the senators and representatives.
I agree with that. Thank you. They told you about how they jumped all over this morning about my canceling your briefing yesterday because he had an urgent meeting in the White House.
No, sir, they didn't mention it.
Well,
you didn't have a damn thing to do with it.
I never heard of it.
The briefing wasn't canceled, side took it.
Kraslow and the New York Los Angeles Times and the Washington Post man said, why did you call, lie to us about McNamara coming to the White House 3 o'clock yesterday? And we said we didn't. So we called over after he canceled his 3 o'clock briefing and asked why he was over there. You told us he wasn't. And now we see he was. He said, no, he came last night. And the president just saw him and told him he wanted him to come.
And the backgrounder wasn't canceled, Mr. President. And moreover, Cy had it at 3 o'clock and I met with the press at 5:15. And in fact, they had a birthday gift for me. So I spent a half an hour with him then.
Well, I think that you ought to find out who told them that you were here for that purpose, because they're blaming us. They say we lack credibility. They call over here and want to know why we made you come at 3 o'clock.
Absolute lie. I'll find out.
Thank you.
Yeah.